Welcome, Alex, to Executives.
Pleasure being here. Thank you.
Do you have a morning ritual? What is it?
Yes, morning rituals. Obviously, when I get up, I take about a minute and a couple sometimes and take very deep breaths. And just that brings me a lot of focus. And then I get up and I go about my day.
You come from the hospitality sector. What is the best constructive guidance you've received in your career?
The best guidance I've gotten was to deal with issues as they happen and do not ignore them.
What do you think would probably surprise most people about you and why?
Think the biggest surprise has been that at the hotel level, as the owner of the hotel, I generally try to attend to every guest stay. I try to meet them in person and make them feel at home. And it's always nice for guests, and they get very surprised that I'm attending to them and I answer their questions, whether it's about their vacation or whether about an issue that they're having at the hotel, and it impresses them regularly.
As the president of Et Hotel, Et stands for earthy, true, timeless, and elegant. If you had to add one more word, which one would it be?
That's a tough question because that really encompasses everything I believe in. But in general, I would say refinement is what I would add to the list because we try to make sure that everything is tailored and it's refined enough for our guests.
The interesting part about at hotels is that it is no alcohol on the premise. What inspired you to make that decision?
Well, basically, we wanted to stand for wellness. We wanted to promote wellness. And we said, if you're going back to our pillars, which one of them is true, we had to be true to our guests. So we said, okay, this is really not going to serve any purpose if we're trying to be healthy and we respect our well-being. And then on the other hand, we try to destroy our bodies by drinking. So we said, let's bypass the alcohol altogether for the hotel.
Alex, what is the life mantra that you live by?
Integrity.
What have you found to be the best way of addressing rejection in your path?
I would try to understand the why, obviously, and I would try to come out of my skin and try to realize what the other person's perspective is and why they rejected what they did. And I try to modify and correct my actions to address the issue going forward.
You've been described as a five-star hotel nomad. When you started traveling the world, what were a few little details that you pay attention to when you visit other hotels?
Yes, I would say the number one is obviously the visuals, and I try to always reference the senses. So I would always reference the five senses. Is it do you have a sense of smell is hitting you? Do you have a beautiful floral scent in the air? Is the touches, the experience of the food, the sounds that you experience during your stay, the sound of the water, the sound of what you experience in the room. Sometimes, in our case, we have this beautiful, sound of water, trickling water effect that we have as guests walk into their rooms. All these senses have been a big part of my stays at other properties. And the ones that have done it, have completed pretty much all the five senses has really stood out for me, and that's what we try to bring to Et.
What is one thing about Et hotels that a prospective client may find surprising?
Yes, the one thing that obviously working off of the wellness angle, we do have an in-house medical doctor that can attend to any guest needs, whether it's an emergency situation or it's a situation where they want to. We get a full health checkup from doing a blood examination to any kind of preventative medical treatments. We always offer this. It's an in-house doctor, and I could say from my research, I haven't seen any other hotel an in-house doctor.
In terms of business, what is the most important decision that you have made?
I think being true to the brand is the most important decision that I've made for the hotel. Being true to everything we stand for and being true to our guests, and they always feel that a genuine touch throughout their experience while they stay at the hotel.
Are you reading anything that is not related to your work?
I do read a bit on the subject lines that are my hobby. I do some film work as a hobby, and a little bit of advertising, and it that's basically what I do on the side.
If you were not working the profession and in the industry that you're working in at the moment, what other profession would have you considered to contribute to?
I would secondary to what I'm doing, I would pursue being a pilot.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. Gets me to travel all over the world and experience these beautiful places.
Alex, how do you work through your fears?
I face them. I face them and I battle them and I take it one step at a time.
You also happen to be in the people business. Do you have any hidden talent?
Hidden talents. I at times have to wear multiple hats, and I get involved with many different areas of the hotel, and being in the hotel business, you have to at times be a psychologist as well. You get different types of people coming through and with different demands, with different personalities. So you have to attend to them in many different ways and make sure that they're completely pleased prior to departing the hotel.
When the heart and mind don't agree, what do you do?
I always, I always go with what my heart says, to be honest.
As a hotelier, do you have a favorite comfort food?
So yes, my comfort food would be actually one of the dishes we make at the hotel. It's called the Jadori chicken. That really is one of my favorites, and it's a beautiful mashed potato, and on top we have our chef. A chef's recipe of a beautiful chicken that's seasoned just right.
As a businessman and executive, do you have any pet peeves?
Yes, organization, making sure things are at the right angle, that the presentation is just right.
Can you please define the following word? What does satisfaction mean to you?
Satisfaction is when you can take a deep breath and say, everything is just perfect. Every angle of what I just accomplished is right, and there is not a void in that area. When you can completely fulfill that, then that's the total satisfaction.
What is one tip you have for helping people become more decisive in life?
Being more decisive, I would tell them to obviously educate themselves about what they're approaching or what is approaching them, understand every angle, and follow basically what your heart says. Once you have a full understanding,
Alex, how do you ensure you're managing your day and the day isn't managing you?
yes, the key is that I walk into the office every day with a list of tasks, and I put timelines to them, and I allocate a segment of time to each task, and I just check mark and go down the list.
Et Hotels is located in the vicinity of Disney in the Orlando area. What are at least two qualities that makes it unique to other luxury hotels?
Yes, so we have two other luxury properties at our level in town. And what makes us different is they're larger resort style hotels. Everybody is, in some ways, is another number as mass populations going through them. Here we're only 126 rooms, very tailored services, very tailored itineraries for our guests. Every guest that walks through here is acknowledged. And we get to know them, they get to know us, and that's how we take forward our battles. I mean, that's the only sword we have to fight with is our service, level of service.
If your guest had to take away one memory from their stay at the hotel, what ideal memory would you want them to have?
I would say, obviously, we'd love to have them take many, but one in particular would be the very elevated experience they have during their stay, would be, I would say, their food and beverage is what I want them to take back, wanting to come back and experience the food again.
What is your one major strength?
My strength is that I can deal with multiple issues at the same time, and I do not dodge anyone or any problem that faces me. I face it.
What is the last thing you do before calling it a day?
I thank my staff. I thank them for their hard work.
Are there any exciting projects that you will be working on or rolling out soon?
We are working on expanding at hotels across North America. So we're looking at multiple locations, and obviously for each one, we're trying to give it a obviously keeping the brand identity, but giving them each their own identifier.
And finally, if you could tell audiences, what do you do and where can people contact you?
I'm the president of Et Hotel, and I actually get involved in the operations. You can contact me via email at alex@ethotels.com. That's ETTE hotels with an S dot com, or at our Instagram handle, which is ethotels.com.
Thank you, Alex, for joining us on ExecuPeaks.
Thank you so much.